This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you live in or near Texas, you know the state's been suffering a drought for the last few years. So is its capital, Austin. In response, the city's imposed restrictions on watering lawns and utility rates that make watering expensive. But homeowners in greener, wealthier parts of town have got a controversial workaround, digging their own wells. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Dan Weissman reports.
When you're driving out to Brandy Gruis's house, you pass block after block of little houses on brown postage-stamped lawns, and then there's her cul-de-sac. Big houses, acre-plus lots, and greener grass. Brandy and her husband Brian moved here from Sioux City, South Dakota last spring.
We realized shortly after we moved in, we were one of the few in this neighborhood to not have a well.
In Sioux City, they let their grass go brown. But in this cul-de-sac, letting your front yard go brown, it's like walking your dog in your underwear.
There's something, I guess there's still peer pressure when you're adults, too.
Brandy Gruis knows not everybody approves of wells for big lawns. Local news outlets have run stories on wealthy homeowners, including the state's attorney general, digging private wells. But today, there's an 800-horsepower drilling rig in her backyard. Because if you're going to water a lawn this size in Austin, a $15,000 well pays itself back pretty quick.
Our watering bill would probably run about $700 to $1,000 a month if we watered just to keep the grass barely alive.
The drilling rig's owner, Jim Blair, arrives just before work starts in earnest.
It'll get loud all of a sudden.
He's been digging 200 wells a year or more.
People are always wanting to use their own water. They own the groundwater here in Texas.
Right. Under Texas law, any water under your property, yours for the taking. But there is a mechanism for regulating groundwater that could curtail well digging. Blair expects local authorities to try using it.
There's a big fight coming, that's for sure. There's a big fight coming.
He says that prospect is good for business, a reason for customers to dig wells now. Also good for his business, public shaming of homeowners who use too much city water on their lawns. Every summer, the local paper publishes a list of the city's biggest water wasters.
I look forward to that list coming out every year. I always get the phone call the next day. Okay, he'll start drilling in about 5 seconds.
In Austin, Texas, Dan Weissman for Marketplace.